Frank and John, we'll start with you, John. We start with the first game, first of the semi-finals tomorrow. That's Glenswilly versus Mallin. Most people have the opinion that Glenswilly raging hot favourites for this tie. Is that a little bit disrespectful to Mallin?
It's possibly a little bit disrespectful, Tom, you know, but in all current form, Glenswilly are going to be favourites. Maybe not raging hot favourites. They're coming into the game now on a good run this last few weeks. They've got the two key men back, big Neil Gallagher and Michael Murphy, and they were very convincing last week against McCool's, you know, in the quarterfinals. So Glenswilly have the experience, Tom. They've got the two championships in the bag from 2011 and 2013, and they're an experienced team. They've been down this road a few times, and you know they'll be relishing the thought of maybe, you know, overcoming Mallin and getting back to another county final. But Mallin's a decent team, and they're going to give them plenty to think about.
Yeah, and Frank, I know you've seen Glenswilly a couple of times this year, and probably seen both sides of them because your own club, Ardra, defeated them in the first game. But what do you make of them since?
I think they've improved, Tom. I think getting that their result against Ardra in the league, and then maybe getting McCool's, maybe possibly not the hardest draw in the quarterfinal. They've kind of eased themselves into it. And they have the knowledge over there of knowing the way the Donegal club season runs, Tom. There's probably not that much attention placed on the league in Glenswilly. And you see the likes of Kieran Bonner coming in the last day, and even young Kelly as well is back there along the sidelines, not involved but there. And they seem to be coming right at just the right time. But as you say, favours come in the next day. And with Neil Gallagher and Michael Murphy involved, they're two players, I think, I mean, looking at the teams on paper, when you have two boys that got there involved, they're capable of pulling Glenswilly over the line against anybody. That's how influential they are. But at the same time, Tom, Mallin at 7-2, I just checking with the bookies there, very generous odds on them there. And I know they're in a semi-final, and I know there's a lot of hurt in Mallin, how maybe a few years ago after getting rid of St. Unions, they possibly maybe overlooked the challenge of Killybeg. So they'll see this as another chance of getting to a first ever county final. And that's a huge carrot dangling in front of them.
What did you make of them against Dunloe last week?
I actually didn't get to that there game myself, Tom, but just by all accounts, they were pretty impressive. As we said, Dunloe maybe would have been in that there game, haven't got out of their championship group. Both sides would have seen it as a real opportunity of getting to a county semi-final, and knowing the way the draw eventually fell. We're looking at the Kilcar-Glendies game, and everybody's predicting that maybe the county champions is going to come from that there section. So this tie here, it's all up for grabs between Glenswilly and Mallin, but Glenswilly would add their extra know-how and that bit of cuteness maybe over the last 3 years. It probably makes them slight favourites, but it's a very intriguing game, and it's one I'm really looking forward to.
John, no need to remind you of the 2013, you were ambushed in Buncrana by Mallin. You know, much of the same players still about?
Absolutely, Tom, you know, and that day, you know, we were probably caught with a wee bit of complacency. We were county champions. We had come out of our group after beating Niamh Connell and O'Donnell Park in the last game to put them out of the championship, you know, so we were missing a couple of players, remember, at the time, and there was a wee bit of complacency. You know, Ross Wordy was in America. He'd just gone over to start working. You know, the feeling was that we won't take him back for this Mallin game, we'll take him back for the semi-final or maybe even the final. That was kind of the mood, which was wrong. You know, that's complacency, and that's staring you in the face, and that seeps into, you know, the back of players' minds. And that day, you know, it was a dry day, and Mallin were up for it, and them fast wee forwards, them Faldaras and the Burns, and you know,
Steve McLaughlin, particularly.
Steve McLaughlin, aye, flying. You know, he got back. He got a run with the county, you know, after that season, and deserved it. Very fast, Tom, and they're forwards that, you know, if they get on top of you, or if they get a run at you, they can do damage. And you know, they're going to go into this game against Glenswilly with absolutely nothing to lose, nothing to fear. They've been written off. People aren't giving them a chance. But you know, Mallin's the kind of team, Tom, that don't really play to too much of a structure. They won't be getting sweepers back, and they won't be set up in rigid systems. You know, they kind of play off the cuff a wee bit, which, you know, some days goes for them and some days it doesn't. Like last year against St. Michael's in O'Donnell Park in the quarterfinal, they took a big, heavy defeat. You know, they didn't get going at all. But on their day, when they start well and they get into a game and they get into a bit of a rhythm, you know, as we've seen last week against Dunloe, they were 1-6 to 3 points down at one stage, but came back and, you know, dug out a victory. And, you know, their confidence is going to be high this week, and they're going to look forward to the challenge.
And they have a penchant for getting goals as well, I've noticed.
Well, that's right. That time in Buncrana against us, you know, they got 3 goals that day, and they've got nippy wee forwards, you know, that can get inside teams, and they're very fast, and boys coming off the shoulder, and they have an eye for goals. So, you know, Glenswilly are definitely going to have to be on their toes. And
is there a danger that Glenswilly could be complacent? Or?
Well, absolutely, Tom. Like, there's no, you know, from my experience, been, you know, in these games and around the block, you know, the word around, if you're around Letterkenny this week chatting to people from St Michael's, their chairman or Glenswally or Glenties or wherever they might be, you know, it's Glenswally are in a county final. Glenswally are going to beat Mallon. It's, you know, they're looking at a county final. The other game is going to be 50-50, but that's what people are saying. And Glenswally players are going to hear that. It's going to seep into their mindset some way, somewhere along the line. The management's going to do their best to say, listen, boys, this is a game. We have to be careful. All the cliches are going to come out. But at the end of the day, when you're hot favourites and people are writing off the opposition, it gets into your head. Now, you would think that Glenswally, even with a wee bit of complacency in their mindset, you know, they're still going to be experienced enough to get over the line when it comes to the crunch. But there's a chance that they could be caught.
Mm. Do you agree, John? Or Frank, sorry.
I would agree with John insofar as that Mallon side, they're very talented side, but the problem they've had, Tommy, in the last few years is they've been very unpredictable. But as John says, they're very fast, very dynamic, and they're powerful, and they can mix it physically, and that'll be an important thing against Glenswally too, because we know they're such a physical and formidable side. But even the likes of, I think, Christopher McLaughlin and Andy Kelly around the middle of the field, they've always been big lads that can get scores. Conor Farner, fullback, was on the score sheet last time out against Dunlow. We know all about Declan Walsh, but John Harnes says Steve McLaughlin is a very important player to them. They're so fast, can get in and get a goal. If they're all pulling in the same direction and they're concentrated and they've no distractions and they really go after us here, I think they're more than capable of causing Glenswally problems, and they're more than capable of beating them, Tom.
Anyway, moving on to the second game, the big game, it's the one John Hearn has been seeing, and I think everybody has been seeing all week. It's a 50-50 game, Frank. Niamh Connell, the champions, your neighbours, versus Kilcar.
Yeah, champions, and I suppose domestically and locally, anyway, they're the favourites, but actually Paddy Power has Kilcar at 1-4. There's actually a very interesting double there, Tom. You see the two underdogs for Paddy Power this weekend.
Craig Mann going to the book. He's from John.
But Niamh Connell at 11-8 and Mallon at 7-2. You know, a tenner in that there will pay back €105. It's just interesting that outside the county, Paddy Power of Kilcar and his favourites. But I think Glenties, you know, with the panel of players they have, you know, 20, 21 players, you know, they'll be going hell for leather this week, and all those guys will be looking to impress Martin Regan, and he'll have 20 genuine options for 15 spaces. I think, with all due respect to Kilcar, I think that side nearly picks itself, and Martin's just maybe hoping. I know young Barry Shovlin's definitely out. Pádraig Kerr will probably come into the reckoning there. I think it's inevitable that Dr. Maguire is going to return to townie soon. Will it return this year? Are they just about ready? I'm not too sure, Tom. I think they'll need some things to go right on the day for them if they are to upset the odds against Niamh Connell. That said, it's close to a 50-50 game. With a couple of decisions, maybe avoid maybe an injury to some of their key players, this is all the makings of a cracking game, Tom. It's really going to be an exciting game. And if the weather's kind, we could be in for a real treat.
John, you saw both of them up close, I suppose, this year. You played Kilcar in the very first game, and you obviously are sitting here talking about the semi-final rather than playing in it, because Glenties beat you last week, 5 points in it. But by all accounts, a lot of people spoke to Niamh Connell weren't that overly impressive.
No, Tom, you know, they probably didn't hit the heights that they're renowned for, but we played, you know, quite well ourselves, in fairness, and we had a good enough first half, but going in level, we probably should have been a few points ahead. But, you know, it was a good hard battle for Niamh Connell. I think it's going to bring them on a lot this week. They're going to get a good bit of confidence out of it, as you do with every championship victory, especially, you know, against St Junans. And I think, Tom, that they'll have learnt a few wee things about themselves. Like, their full back line was a wee bit vulnerable last week, especially with Rory Cavanagh inside. We got a lot of good ball into him. Rory won a lot of possession. You know, maybe could have had a few more scores out of it, but, you know, Glenties made a change at half time, replaced the full back and put Anthony Thompson back in on Rory Cavanagh, which, you know, probably, you know, helped them a bit. So, you know, I can see Anthony Thompson going back on Paddy McBertie this week, and I think another thing that Glenties will maybe try and improve on is their own kickouts. You know, they'll have to get better on their own kickouts, win more break ball, and try and get running at the Kilcar defence. You know, we played Kilcar earlier on the start of the year in the first round of the championship in O'Donnell Park, and it was a good game, Tom. Dry day, Kilcar were flying, we were going well. It was a good game, and you know, we put Kilcar to the pin of their collar, and we were underdogs that day, but they showed good heart in the end. Up Ryan McHugh had a great 50 at the end to get a draw. So, you know, Kilcar are you know, they've improved since last year, there's no doubt about it. Glenties gave them a big hiding last year in the semi-final, but Kilcar have improved, and, you know, I think it's going to be a very, very close game. But I think last week's game against Termon is not going to tell Kilcar an awful lot about themselves, and I think that's maybe, you know, where they might become unstruck, because They're beating a lot of teams well this year.
Big scores. St. Michael's, I think, was the only one that.
Yeah, you know.
And the draw with you, obviously.
Draw with us. So, you know, they mightn't have learned an awful lot about themselves last week, whereas Niamh Conlon, I think, have learned plenty about themselves, and that game is going to bring them on. So, you know, I would be slightly, you know, going towards Niamh Conlon.
You mentioned there, obviously, Anthony Thompson is going to be assigned, or you feel maybe certainly the two Martins will be thinking about it, Martin Regan and Martin Doherty will be thinking about assigning them to Mark Patrick McBearty. That leaves Stephen McBearty, who probably is having even a better season than Patrick.
Yeah.
You know,
well, this is it. But, you know, in fairness to Niamh Conlon, they have plenty of players. You know, they might put a known Wade on them, or a Eunan Doherty or Marty Boyle. You know, they have a lot of experience, Glenties. They've been down the road. A lot of them boys have two championships in their back pockets at this stage, and you know they've won championships, they've lost championships, they've played in a lot of big games, whereas Kilcare haven't really. They've yet to get to a county finalist team. As Frank said, they're young, their time is probably going to come, but is it going to be this year? You know, time will tell, but I still would be leaning towards Niamh Conlon for the weekend.
And tell me, Frank, what are the key matchups, what are the key battles tomorrow?
The way Gaelic's played at the moment, Tom, it's kind of hard to say the key battles or key matchups. So boys, obviously, the boys like Paddy McBearty and Steve McBearty probably will be assigned chaperones and man-to-man. I mean, Niamh Conlon aren't going to be silly enough not to do that there. But I think the threats from Niamh Conlon are multifold. It's not just their six forwards. You look at their half-back line, that day in Donegal Town, I think Owen Wade, who I think Brent Devaney was talking about club players last week or 2 weeks ago to myself in the Donegal Post, that makes such a contribution as much as any county player in club games. I think Owen Wade's probably one of the top club players out there, top players in the county, I think, across the board, because he just adds so many scores to the board. You've got Anthony Thompson and Marty Boyle. I mean, that's probably been a county half-back lane in a McKenna Cup game or league game at some stage over the years back in the day. So I think it's Glenty's threat, and John would probably be fit to answer us better than me, because we've seen Glenty's at various stages this year when the screw's been turned. They've just entered their bench and it's blown the opposition away. It happened in Donegal Town against Four Masters when Masters had them maybe, you know, under a bit of a caution the first half. It happened the last day, 54 minutes, Union's level, Dara Galler comes in, John O'Malley, they get points. I don't know if Kilcare have those options going down the home straight. So the important thing for Kilcare the next day would probably maybe to get on top early and maybe have, you know, 2 or 3 point cushion under that last 5 or 10 minutes, because that's when Niamh Conlon, maybe a wee bit like Dublin, where they can really hurt you. They just have those options coming in. I think the lack of depth maybe to Kilcare's overall squad, which might just catch them out on this occasion.
And tell me, Frank, weather-wise, you know, we're speaking here now and there's some heavy showers flying in about, and McCool Park is going to be heavy. Can that be a factor?
It can be a factor, but it can be a factor for both teams, Tom. I know people have talked about Kilcare, and it's too easy to label them as a side that plays well in the middle of summer because the ground's hard. They've got small players. I think Martin, when they came in this year and looked at where they were short last year and maybe the year before, I've always thought Kilcare struggled around midfield, maybe in their full back line. But you see Kieran McGinley in there, a bit like Owen Wade again, a club player that's able to howl his own against any of the other top players there. This year I've seen him against the likes of Guido and Glenn Swilly, traditionally physically strong around the middle, and Kieran McGinley's been the best midfielder out of them four in there. Martin's got Michael Higgerty, a great, I suppose, foil in beside him, who got 4 first-half points the last day. Another thing that Kilcare have done really well, Tom, this year, they've tightened up on that full back line. Their half back line's sitting so deep, it's very hard to get at their full back line. So if you want to go long against that Kilcare full back line, Conor McShane doesn't mind wrestling with the best of them. He'll wrestle with Michael Murphy. He'll wrestle with anybody in there. The other thing is just maybe exposing that their full back line like Glenty's did last year with the high ball. That'll be the question, I think, if Glenty's go long, go direct and try and get good goals. If Kilcare can maybe send that off the first 15, 20 minutes and grow in a bit of confidence, we'd be in for a real cracker. But just negate the mistakes that they made early on last year would be a big thing. But I think Martin has acuteness. Maybe that's the kind of places that they have tidied up this year big time.
And John, obviously Frank is making reference there to Martin. That's Martin McHugh. Martin McHugh on one side, Martin Regan, Martin Doherty on the other. How big an influence can be? They be tomorrow once the game starts.
Oh, you know, a man that's making good switches on the line, Tom, and is tuned in, it's vital, you know. And as Frank said, you know, in fairness to Niamh Conlon last week, they've seen the problems. They weren't long. Maybe people said maybe they could have changed the fullback a wee bit earlier, but they went to half time and then made the change, you know. But the beauty about Niamh Conlon is they've got the players to bring in. It's all right making switches or thinking I can do this or I can do that, but if you don't have the personnel to go in and change the game, it's no good. Martin McHugh's a vastly experienced man. Tommy's managed, you know, Cavan to Ulster titles. He's managed Sligo IT to Sigurdsson's. You know, he managed Kilcare before to championship player manager. And Martin McHugh didn't go back in to take on the Kilcare job this year just for the crack, or just to, you know,
fill a job.
Like, he was going in there to win a championship, and we don't know whether it's a 1 year project or a two or a three, but you can be sure that they have their eye on the big prize this year. So Martin McHugh will have all the boxes ticked this week in preparation for Niamh Conlon. They'll be watching videos and the stats will be done, and they'll be eyeing up opposition and who's going to mark who and all that. So a man on the line with experience like that there, you know, is going to be vital.
Anyway, finally, who is it going to be?
Well, Tommy, you know, anyone I've been chatting to, I've been telling them it's going to be a 50-50 game, very much so. Hopefully it'll be a good game. I can't see sweepers or rigid formations, because Glenties don't really play that way and Kilcare don't really play that way. So as Frank said earlier, it could be a cracking game, Tom, but I just have to fancy Glenties, Niamh Conlon, just to, you know, to edge it, because they have the experience. Kilcare haven't really been tested in a knockout game this year. When they were tested last year in the knockout game against Niamh Conlon, they didn't have the answers. Have they improved that much since last year? I think they have improved, but I still think they might come up a wee bit short. But it's going to be close, Tom, there's no doubt about it.
And Frank Craig, how do you see it go?
Yeah, I'd agree with John there, spot on. I think it's going to be a very close game, but I just think that maybe depth and extra scoring, maybe a threat that Niamh Conlon carry all over the field, of Niamh Conlon can watch the likes of Patrick McBertie in particular, and Stephen McBertie. And that, we talk about half-back lines in Glenties, Kilcare's half-back line is equally as impressive. So it could be a battle of the half-back lines, but I just think going down the last 5 or 10 minutes, Glenties with those options of bringing in a Leon Thompson, maybe a Darragh Gallagher, depending on who they start with, an awful line will make the difference.